20th November, I'm David Clark, and here's your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An inspection earlier this month at His Majesty's prison in Bedford has uncovered a number of significant problems. The overcrowded facility is understaffed, often leading to the cancellation of educational schemes and other programmes. Prisoners, therefore, spend the majority of their time in mouldy, rat and cockroach-infested cells, some with broken windows. There is a frequency of self-harm, persistent disruptions in health services, the excessive use of force by guards, and the highest number of violent attacks on staff recorded in England and Wales. His Majesty's Chief Inspector of Prisons, Charlie Taylor, has delivered a notice for improvement to the institution that must be acted upon. On the 9th of November, Trading Standards seized more than 17,000 packs of illegal cigarettes at a Luton property worth £250,000. Councillor Khadijah Malik at Luton Council said the raid has been a successful disruptor of organised criminal activity. Between April and May of this year, Bedford resident Ben Noonan was involved in a number of criminal incidents, beginning with the retail theft of goods worth £400. A security guard at the Bedford Town Centre store and then a police officer who attempted to stop Noonan on the day were both physically assaulted. Another officer on a separate occasion met the same fate. The 31-year-old from Bedford pleaded guilty to a variety of assault, theft and burglary charges and will spend 27 months behind bars. Hunt Fitness, a Leighton Buzzard gym, began with only one client, according to its founder Charlotte Price. Miss Price, whose maiden name was Hunt, said that when she started the business almost 7 years ago, she took a leap of faith. She now employs five people. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.